Good morning again, my friends. This is David Saul from Beholding His Glory, and yes, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCB Radio. Now, more this week on the nuts and bolts of our salvation experience. Many folks mail and say, why are you talking about how we are saved? We need to hear about Bible prophecy, about the end of days, about the war in Israel, and how and what it means to the church. Well, to all of that I say, monkey muffins, my friend. We need not worry about all of that stuff when I believe 3/4 of the Christians today do not know how they are saved, and the other quarter do not really know if they are saved. My friend, we must come and settle first things first in our heart so that we can move on to the weightier things, the deeper things of God. You know, it is precept on precept, line upon line, we learn in God. And if, and the most important word in the Bible, if we get the precepts or those individual bits of truth wrong, then our concepts, those spiritual principles for daily living, will be wrong. And if our concepts are wrong, then all that we do in God and in life will be wrong. So here we see the definition of the new creation in Christ Jesus. Paul says in Second Corinthians 5:17, if any man be in Christ, or Christ in us, then he is a new creature. This new creature, or our new creation, is therefore what is birthed when we are joined to the Lord. In 1 Corinthians 6:17, Paul gives us the process. Now listen, how we are saved. The nuts and the bolts, you could say, how we are saved. That when we really believe Jesus died for our sins and we repent or turn our backs on things of the world and of ourselves and walk towards Christ, we are joined with Christ, joined in spirit. We become one in the Spirit with Christ. Paul writes, you know, in 1 Corinthians 6:17, but he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. The word joined in the Greek is cemented. Wow, our spirit and Christ, you know, spirit, they are cemented as one spirit. And that is what makes us saved. It is not all of our good works or any of that stuff. Oh, no. But that is what happens when we are birthed from above. And this happens all by faith. I mean, after all, we do not carry wet cement in our spirit to remind us of our union with Christ. Oh, no. It all happens by faith. In Ephesians 2:8, Paul tells us that we are saved by grace through faith. And that not of yourself, it is the gift of God. Everything we get from God requires us to have faith, to believe it to be so. So too is our union with Christ. As we become one in the Spirit, right, that is the same thing as saying Christ in us, or we are in Christ Jesus. The true definition of Christianity. We are new creatures now, and old things of our spirit are passed away. Behold, now that word behold means stop, look, and listen. So behold, all things are become, and that's a process, new. Now, we are still the same person outwardly, but inwardly, in the inner man where God desires to strengthen us, we have become new. We are a new creature or a new creation. Now, after the hallelujahs die down, and in spite of being joined with Christ in spirit, our old man of flesh is still alive. Wow. Our old nature, born of Adam, is still alive. And at that time, he can control us if we allow him to. You know, I wish God would have killed our flesh, our old nature, but he did not set things up that way. In 2 Corinthians 5:17, when it says old things are passed away, in the Greek it reads old things are passed over. Our carnal nature was passed over and not destroyed when we were joined with Christ as one spirit. But do not worry, when we get our glorified body, or our old flesh, or our carnal nature, we'll be dealt a death blow and be dead as a doornail. But till then, expect us to kill our flesh. Let me say that again. But until then, God expects us to kill our flesh. Now, I know my flesh is alive, and so does Brother Paul. In Romans 7:18, now, open up your spirit and listen here. Paul writes, "For I know that is within me." Now, this is a parenthetical thought. Paul is thinking this with these parentheses, "that in my flesh dwelleth no good thing, for to will is present with one, but how to perform that which is good I find not." Wow, if Brother Paul, who wrote two-thirds of the New Testament, could write such words, and we think our flesh is dead, oh no, my friend, we are deceived in ourselves. Someday, my friend, but not today. This is why we must daily guard against allowing our flesh to reign and rule in our mortal bodies by spending time with the Lord, by reading the Word of God, the Bible, by spending time in prayer, doing those things that are edifying to the growth of grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ in us. And as we do, our spirit that is joined to Christ will grow stronger and stronger, and our flesh will grow weaker and weaker. Never vanquished in this life, oh no, but degraded to where it will have little to no effect in our life. Do you get that? That our flesh will grow weaker and weaker as we go toward the things of God, and they will have little to no effect in our lives. So the new creation is therefore what is birthed when we are joined to the Lord. That new creation is essentially Christ's union with us in our spirit. Wow. You know, there are the Bible terms for this spiritual union. The new man, or the spiritual man. The Watchman Nee wrote a ton of books that talk about our spiritual joining with Christ. But it all goes back to, you ready? Christ in us. Or a person who is in Christ. When we think about it all, we can say is amazing. So amazing. Only God could think up a way to join us to Christ and save our soul at the same time. Let me say that again. Only God could think of a way to join us to Christ and at the same time save our soul. To think the spiritual joining of our human spirit to the Christ through the redemptive work of the cross births this new creature in us. And it's nothing but amazing. And yes, we can say this most amazing truth in the most simplest words in the phrase, Christ in us, hope of glory is revealed. Wow. Yes, Jesus Christ, and then you. Yes, Jesus Christ, and then you. Christ does not become you, and you do not become Christ. No. You become one with Christ. Yet, even as Christ dwells in the believer, through this union is not, repeat, not us, and we are not Christ. Rather, it is Christ in us. And in 2 Corinthians 4:7, Paul writes, "We have this treasure," and that treasure is Jesus Christ, "an earthen vessel." That would be us. "That the excellency of the power might be of God and not of us." Wow. Paul is clearly referring to Christ in us. But again, please notice that even when we are one with Christ in the Spirit, that He, Jesus Christ, remains the treasure and we remain the earthen vessel. He does not lose His identity, and we do not lose ours. In fact, we become something much better than what we were before. We become a new creation, a new creature in Christ Jesus. It is important to grasp this truth. The Bible talks about this continually. It is the truth beyond the warfare of the flesh against the spirit. It is what is behind the encouragement to walk according to the Spirit and not according to the flesh. Wow. More next week as we continue to look at "made unto us sanctification. This has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, trusting and hoping that you have a tremendous week, and God is blessing you through this teaching, and you're coming to the understanding. You've opened up your spirit, and you've allowed the Lord to go ahead and work in your life and give you that revelation knowledge so you could come out of religion and all of that phony stuff. God bless. Talk to you next week. Amen.